Operator, could you please start the recording? Thank you. Just to remind you as well, that there's an Adobe room. If you could all join that Adobe room so we can project the documents.
Oh, cool. What's the address, Alice? Have you got that?
Yeah, I've just emailed it to you. I think I did that 2 minutes ago, so it should be in your inbox.
Okay.
I'll just Skype it to you otherwise.
And I have also emailed from a few minutes ago from Martin, but it doesn't say whether he'll be taking part in the call. Do any of you know?
He accepted the Outlook invitation, so I'm hoping he will join.
Oh, let's hope. Martin, are you on the call already?
No, he's not.
Simon, it's Patrick. I just wanted to answer the question you raised at the very beginning about the discrepancy on the budget. I actually don't have a problem with the way that it's explained because I think that will be helpful to the security team. It's something that we're asking internally
as well.
I don't want to go into too much detail, but having this question clarified on the inside would be good. So
Excellent. Calling
it out like that is okay by me.
Yeah, good. I figured that might be the case when I put it that way. And I thought, I think what's really important is this, is that we create recommendations that give power to Jeff and your team to go and do the job you need to do. And if that means helping to point out the fact that there's greater clarity around budget, then very happy to do that.
Well, and if it results in either carving that part out so that it's very clear it's not part of what we call the security SSR area, that's helpful too, because then it's more clear for everybody, and also it clears up some of the confusion in areas that share security-related budget. So.
Yeah, and I think we recognize that security is often spread across more than just one specific budget pot. But the bulk of it not under the control of the CSO doesn't feel right. Or certainly with the CSO not having significant input into the status of that, the bulk of it, that doesn't feel quite right.
Yep.
Totally agree here.
Cool. Alice, are we seeing the PDF version? Are we seeing markup on there that you've got on the screen?
I have a document in Word format.
Yep. Alice has put it on the...
Okay.
It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. I think we're okay.
Okay. I'm trying to see. Otherwise, I can project my screen directly if it helps.
No, we're good, I think.
Okay. We've also got Martin on the call. He's just joined. To let you know.
Excellent. Hi, Martin.
Hi, Alejandro.
So, and Denise is also on the call.
Great. We have Jeff Brueggemann, Simon, Martin, myself. And we have Patrick, Denise. Hi, Denise. And Alice. Very good. So, Simon, it seems to me the most practical thing to do first is if you could walk us through the document you just sent, and which some of us have already opened. Martin, did you get Simon's email with a document?
Yes, I did. I just got it.
Okay. Are you in a condition where you can display it?
I am. I already have it up on the screen.
Very good.
Okay, cool.
Jeff, how about yourself?
Yes, I have it.
Okay, good. So then, Simon, why don't you walk us through this document?
Okay, so what I've done, and the purpose of the document really was just to help us in understanding what work we needed to get done, and try and take the break down the sections of work remaining, look at where we've got work that's done and just waiting sign-off. I've tried to break it down by section. The numbers on the left-hand side of the recommendation don't exactly tie to the Senegal recommendation numbers, mainly because we did those by section. So the leading number 1 point will indicate it's in section one, and then it's really after that it should be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and so forth. You can see from the one on the screen I've gone from 1.1 to 1.3. That's just an admin error, but The idea is these are what you see in front of you, unless it says the word new in bold in front of it, it's a recommendation that came out of Senegal and was either directly as we agreed in Senegal or had been wordsmithed after Senegal and circulated amongst the team. But there shouldn't be any recommendations in here that aren't recognizable from Senegal. So these are directly, these tie directly one-to-one with version 4 of the document on the wiki site. Thank you, Alice, for pointing that to me as well. So this should be the latest version of the recommendations. If we go to the middle column, we look at status, or status is designed to capture whether the recommendation is in the draft document and has supporting text. So if you see the word drafted, it means that we've captured the recommendation and we've written some text around it to support that recommendation. If you see something that says captured but not analyzed fully, it means the recommendation's in the report but probably not got enough supporting text. You know, if you're reading the report from cold, you might say, how did you reach that recommendation? Is the text to fully support that? If you see the word missing, that means that I couldn't find the Senegal recommendation anywhere in the text of any of the documents. It is possible that some of these may have got merged into other recommendations. So missing doesn't just mean that we've completely ignored it. It just means that as it stood in Senegal, the approved recommendation is not currently in the draft form, in a form that, say, Bill or Zhao Dong or somebody from the team might recognize as signing off in Senegal.
Okay.
Then if we go down and we see another status that I use is in here is submitted for consideration. So this is a recommendation that is new and has not come out of existing analysis work. So this is something that where it has been worked. So some of the work, for example, that Alejandro has done, this is new recommendations that we didn't discuss at Senegal and aren't sub-recommendations of existing work we did in Senegal. So this is kind of new findings. So I've put that as submitted for consideration by the group. In terms of actions, I've tried to sort of capture what we need to do. They're very rough and ready in terms of what we need to do next. And clearly we need to go through those with a sort of fine-tooth comb. And then hopefully we can assign an owner to each of those actions. And each of the tasks to say, right, it's, so for example, you take a look at page one, I've worked out that for 1.3, I've put the recommendation in, but my text doesn't really support the feedback mechanism we've asked for, and therefore I need to go back to the text and make sure that I've put something in there that supports that recommendation. So clearly I'm the owner of that task, and so I will make sure that that gets done. Where I've got a question mark or a blank space, then it means that we would be useful to assign somebody to do that work. So that's the explanation of the working method behind the grid. Just overall thoughts as I went through it. There's a lot of work to do. We've got absolutely stacks of work to do. Section 3 at the moment is quite empty. We don't have any recommendations for the original any supporting text for the original Senegal recommendations. So whilst we have other stuff that may well fit into Section 3, the pieces that we said we'd go away and do analysis for and supporting text, we have nothing at the moment from a first pass. So that's clearly an area where we need to think about and focus on how we go about getting that done. So that's in a nutshell, that's the document. I would propose that going forward we keep this as I can carry on maintaining this and use it as a status update and also be a bit of an arbiter and say, okay, we've got good text in there now. I think we can put that one ready for sign off by the drafting team. So I'm happy to kind of be the arbiter of this and keep this up to date. So that's it for me.
This is wonderful work. This is Alejandro Pisanti. I find this extremely useful. I have come to... I haven't started fresh writing, as I promised last week. I was mostly analyzing the documents and have gotten the angle now of mapping my text, what I have already written, for sections 2.6 and 3. That's the organizations over which ICANN has no control, especially IGF. And section 3, I'm late in writing, and this is very useful because it provides the map I needed for identifying the, let's say, all that stack of work for Section 3 that's still missing. On the other hand, it also takes me one step further in mapping, as you have done, a lot of the text that I have written into the sections where it will fit. So
yeah, and Jeff, that was, Jeff very kindly did some of that work this afternoon for us. So this has been a team piece of work put together.
Okay. Well, thanks to both of you then. I think basically what we have to do now, I mean, the decisions are pretty simple, which is it's basically use this as a map to make the work crisper, the tasks better defined, crisper, and get them done. For me, I mean, I know I have a stack of writing in front of me. I have a patchy schedule this week, but I do have some sets of hours where I'll be able to provide a lot by, let's say, Friday. This being Tuesday, even by Thursday, I could be promising some stacks of paragraphs. How about the other members of the team? What do you think? What's your reaction to Simon's very useful grid?
Alejandro, I just wanted to confirm there were some areas that you had drafted that overlapped with sections one or two, and what I had done is to look at what you had written, and I was going to take another look at it and figure out if there's anything new that needed to be added. And there were some things I had already kind of supplemented, but I just want to be clear, you're not going to rewrite anything in section two, one or two, right?
Not unless it's identified as needed.
Well, what do you mean?
No, what I mean is, if you are, let's say, I think that we all have to look at this in more detail. Well, I mean, not Simon and Jeff who wrote it, and see what tasks emerge. Of course, I have to concentrate on section three first. If you have identified things that need to be added, rewritten, and so forth, then I will touch them. Otherwise, I'm not touching them.
Okay.
I mean, my proposal, Andrew, would be that I could certainly continue to focus on one and section one and two to refine those. I think that, and merge some of your findings into those sections.
Correct.
And I think at that point it might be a good point to then go back and take a look at them as a whole and say if we captured everything.
Very good.
Yeah.
So,
and I was going to do the same for the because you had a big section on kind of areas that I can controls and areas that they don't, which I thought I had covered a lot of that. But I'll see if there's more that we should add.
Right.
Add to those. Right. Yeah.
Martin, how do you feel?
I feel pretty good. Jeff and I exchange some email related to talking about dividing up the workload to kind of help get this moving, and I feel pretty good about it.
So you would be working with Jeff on sections one or two?
I believe yes.
It's mainly you set.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I was just gonna, I think it's mostly where Martin had really good insights was on the areas that ICANN is has operational responsibilities, where things like the change management, the IANA functions, and those types of things. So I think that's where we were going to split up some of the documents that Denise and Patrick had provided and see what additional analysis we were going to put in there to support those recommendations.
Okay. Martin, do you feel you have some material also for Section 3 for the contingency risk planning and risk management emerging from what you have been analyzing in the operational side?
Do I have a feeling for what, Alejandro, for what the workload is?
From your analysis, from your reading and drafting, do you have insights for Section 3 for risk management and contingency planning?
I'm just looking through that right now. Section 3.3, 3.4. I was looking at 3.5 and 3.6 and 3.7, which we may want to reconsider. I mean, I have some insight. This is the first time I've seen the doc this level of detail with respect to what's left, and I guess
right.
I have some insights, but probably not, and you know, on every section that's missing things. Pretty good.
Okay. I'm looking at the parts of section 3, Simon, Jeff, Martin. Like in 3.1, continue ongoing process of forming a working group. I think I have already drafted a bunch on that can be useful. Some on the risk management framework, but that needs further drafting. On 3.3, there's some and need some. I think a bunch on 3.4.
Alex, it'd be really helpful if you could, for each of those recommendations,
yep.
You know, if you could think about a specific piece of text that supports
yep.
that recommendation,
yep.
you know, and
yep.
then perhaps Jeff can start to piece those together and put them into the overall framework. That might be really useful.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah. If there's anything I can do to help Alejandro, just let me know. And I actually saw Bill Graham here at the IGF meeting. He said that they're working on finalizing the charter for their board group. So
yep.
that sounds like before we finalize the report, maybe Denise had it. I didn't pin him down on timing, but it sounds like before we get the report out, they're likely to have something there.
Right. They're internally within the board working group. They're expecting to finalize the charter this week.
I guess one question I have is, and Alejandro, you may have this already, but do we have, you know, I think one of the things that we would document in this report is that this is something that is, you know, it's kind of been a long process to get to where we are now, where it was at FSAC and then it was referred to the board and things, and you have kind of the background information to discuss, or is that something that Denise and Patrick can get us to put into the report? Because I think that's a helpful way to show the urgency of our recommendation, is that it's something that's been, you know, been out there for a while.
Well, that will have to be done. Especially, I think that the we'll have to be very effective in communicating this, mostly in the executive summary and in the messaging and signaling around the circulation of the draft and then the final document. There's one more way to put ourselves into a mindset which may be useful here, and you know, also to make that document very useful. This document will be acted upon by the new CEO mostly. The present administration will have a very short chance to implement recommendations. Maybe even when the board considers the document and finalizes its conclusions, there will already have been a CEO transition, or it will be just on the eve of that. So we really want it to be very effective in the analysis, and also very crisp in the recommendations, and really providing a roadmap and the signals of the 3 to 5 top things that the new CEO has to care about with respect to SSRT compliance with the AOC.
Yeah, all I meant was I think part of what the report is doing is just documenting the current state of things and then overlaying our analysis. And in this case, that seemed to be one of the things that was missing, was the description of the how we got to where we are with this new board committee.
Yep.
So,
well,
yeah.
that's in part what I've been trying to provide in what you've already seen everything. And now I'll completely focus on the orange parts. Is that okay?
So, Andrew, are you comfortable then? Are you comfortable if I act as sort of coordinator, overall coordinator, and sort of be, I sort of use the phrase arbiter. I use that deliberately in the sense of, I'm going to try and hold to our principles of Senegal, which is we've got a set of agreed recommendations.
Yep.
And my primary responsibility in this role is to make sure we go back to the wider team with, okay, we took away the recommendations and here are the supporting text to support the recommendations. And therefore, are you comfortable to approve this? And we do that. I'm happy to be that sort of stand back and take that look, if that makes sense.
It has a well-known. I mean, that function has a well-known name, and it's the edit. If you take it up, I mean, I'll work closely with you with respect to the team's responsibility. But I'm very happy if a native English speaker takes the editing function.
Sure. I mean. Regardless of what you call it, I'm just kind of, if everyone's happy that I'll keep control of the sheet, that will kind of mean me sort of saying to people, right, you know, this recommendation, explain your thinking more in terms of why you've merged this or why you've added this one in, and then putting it to a vote if we need to then say to the team, does this one stay or do we leave this one out of the report, if that makes sense. And you're right, it is a sort of editor role, but I wasn't proposing that. I was thinking more about just keeping us on track of getting the task done.
I have no objection. I'll put my best efforts so that you don't have to carry the whole weight, and particularly you don't have to fight for the issues. I'll do that.
And Simon, I realize.
So that
I
you
mean,
don't
you
have to fight on the. Let me rephrase that more precisely, more crisply. So that you don't have to fight on the substance of the recommendations and the content, except where it's your idea you want to fight.
Sure.
Okay, so make that separate from the process.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Yeah. This is Jeff. I was just going to add, I think you also triggered the fact that I had tweaked some of the recommendations as well, and I'm going to go back and really strictly either adhere to what was agreed to or kind of give you at least an explanation of why we might want to think about changing it. And I think it was really helpful to have your matrix to really take us back to this where we were in Dakar. So,
Yeah, I'm not trying as much to avoid it as making any sort of personal judgment on whether a recommendation should or shouldn't be in. I think what I'd like to just is I think my guiding principle would be if we could focus on getting text behind the recommendations that were agreed in Senegal. Then secondary to that is, if as a result of drafting that text, we really feel it supports an additional recommendation or a change to one of those recommendations, then that's fine too, but let's document why we've made that change or tweak. And then thirdly, you know, once we've done all of that, if we feel that as a result there are issues that we've not tackled that have come up since Senegal, but we need to bring those to light and make further recommendations, that's okay. But as arbiter, I'm going to keep going back to saying, well, actually, we haven't finished the Senegal recommendations yet. Let's make sure we're focusing on those. Because in terms of delivering back to the rest of the team, I think it's our duty as a drafting team to make sure we come back and answer the recommendations that the drafting team put together. So that would be my primary focus. And I absolutely recognize, I think we will end up with new recommendations on the end of this, which didn't come out as part of Senegal. What I would hope is that we leave those to the end, and because I think we're up against it time-wise now, and completing the work we agreed to is the most important thing at this point.
No objection here.
Cool.
Here.
Okay, so we have a plan. Meet next week?
I think we should.
Yep. So, Alice, we will ask you to help us set up a conference like this a week from now.
Okay.
We'll work with you on available time so we can get a Doodle poll right away. And fix it as soon as possible and get to work. So my work is mostly filling up for the current agreed recommendations. Second priority, new or changed recommendations. And work with Simon for the overall edit to see where we can separate the procedural part and the content where there's any... We foresee any disagreement, significant disagreement. And our goal is to have a full draft that we can circulate to the team
in the call next week. Is that okay?
Yeah.
It will have a lot of open paragraphs. It will have, like, you know, things where we will ask someone specific to provide an opinion or text. But let's say by the end of the call next week, we are sending out something to the whole team.
And this is my to-do. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, go on, Jeff.
I was just going to say, I think my to-do is to go back and look at all the Section 2 recommendations and link them back, and I'll note if there's something that I really think is worth adding. And Simon, you can see if you agree. And then work with Martin to fill in, I think, some of the operational pieces. And also, Martin, I think we should look at what Alejandro drafted in terms of Section 2 and see, you know, make sure we're capturing all of those thoughts into the discussion.
I would also like to ask Martin to look at what spills over to Section 3 from what you and Jeff have been doing together.
Okay.
And questions. How are your availabilities? As I said, I know, took my first. I have a patchy schedule, but I do have chunks of time that will dedicate to this. And weekend seems pretty good for, you know, for extensive editing and writing after that. Simon, how does it look for you?
I'm good. I've got about, I can give about 6 or 7 hours this week into the cause. Next week's patchy, but I've got some time next week to do, so it's going to be a bit of when I can fit it in, really.
Okay. Jeff, how are you? Big in Geneva, especially.
Definitely may have to wait till the weekend to get really dig into it, but I'll be able to do that. And I'd say if we could do the call Wednesday or later of next week, that would be helpful for me.
Okay. And Martin, how are you?
I am actually in the office from now until February 23rd, and then I depart for India. And, that's my window right there.
Okay, so let's make the best use of your window. That's our scarcest resource in this team. So glad to have a call in a couple of days when you've looked into the material and make it more expedient for me to pick up from very raw drafting or just, you know, the analysis by word, by voice. Well, okay. Do we have a plan there?
Alejandro, can I raise a couple of other points, if that's all
yes,
right? Two things. One is, I think it would be good, a really good idea for us if we could get a call with the wider SSRT team before Costa Rica.
Absolutely.
I think they need to be brought up to speed on where we are. I think we need to share the grid with them, and any drafts we're at, I think, would be really useful. I'm not predicting we'll get a lot of input from them, but certainly it would be good to bring Anders and Bill up to speed on where we are and our thinking.
I have been trying to get to do this with Bill. I have not felt it's urgent with Anders in our present state of drafting, but I, you know, certainly share the whole lot with him. And so we would probably be planning to have a teleconference with the group. We are planning to have our next conference call around next Wednesday. You said, Jeff, that would be February 22nd. Should we plan for a full team call for the Friday after that, just the 24th, that's 2 days later? Or do you want to have a weekend between things? That puts us very close to Costa Rica, though.
I think we're far enough from a final draft where it'd be good to build in a little more time. I think we're going to be seeing a lot of new material for the first time when we have our next call.
Okay, great. So then we're planning to meet among ourselves on around the 22nd, February 22nd, and then maybe again on February, 28th, and team call on February 29th or March 1st. That's already a week before people will have to be traveling.
Are we okay with that point? And could you mind if I raise a second point?
Okay.
Second one was really just about meetings at Costa Rica and thoughts on meetings. I'm kind of, my feeling is we're going to need quite a bit of face-to-face time to go through and approve the draft with a plan to have, you know, to go into Costa Rica with a draft document and then basically sit down face-to-face with the team and spend time putting the final words to the document, getting a team sign-off and approval of the document, and then hopefully before the end of the meeting submitting the draft for consideration. That's going to take quite a bit of time. My proposal would be we avoid public meetings as much as we possibly, we avoid meeting with other constituents as much as possible, and by that I mean the GAC, the CEO, the board chair, anybody else, because I think we should focus, really get down to focusing on delivering the report. That's a proposal. Obviously, we may need to have some meetings, but I just wanted to get the group's thoughts on that.
What do others feel here?
Well, this is Jeff. I don't feel comfortable knowing if we get a draft out. I guess my feeling is if we get a draft out at least a few weeks before the meeting, even if the comment period is well after the meeting, then that provides a basis for having meetings. If we run into issues, I think we'll know more next week. If we're really still not there, then I agree with Simon. I think I don't feel comfortable having any additional meetings until there's a completed draft report that is publicly available for people to have looked at before we go into the meeting. So I think it's a little too early to tell for me at this point until I feel more comfortable that we're going to have that.
I'm very uncomfortable with canceling meetings that have already been scheduled, and I would rather make that decision after the call next week. See what
Simon, are you okay waiting until next week? I think it seems like we'll know a lot more after next week's meeting about how close we are to being final.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm playing devil's advocate slightly here, and I appreciate, you know, we may find ourselves in a really great place. I just want to make sure that as a group we are comfortable that we do not go into meetings with anybody without a draft document in our hands that we've already circulated. I think politically it's not going to look great if any of those parties, either would be perfectly, I think their first comment to us should be, where's your draft report, would be the first thing they'd say to us. And I think we want to make sure we avoid that if we can. Hopefully we've got a draft report, even if it's later than the formal comment period. And I'm with you on that, Jeff. Let's hope we can get that out. My only worry is I think we have to get approval by the wider group before we send any report out to anybody. I'm just aware how difficult it is to get hold of people and get them in the room. That would mean quite a significant amount of work on the phone to read through and get finalization of wording and copy, particularly around the more politically challenging areas like RSAC and IANA. My feeling is, and this is me just speaking completely personally here, that's got to be done face-to-face, and it's going to take time to work it through. I don't know that we can rush out a report. We can rush out a report prior to the meeting and do that over conference calls. I'm really happy to be stand corrected on that, but I'm just trying to be a realist on that.
Yep. Well, we're between a rock and a hard place in this. So let's make that decision after next week's call.
I think it's absolutely appropriate to make it next week. Yeah, absolutely.
And I also think a lot depends on going back, if we stick to the recommendations that we've already thoroughly discussed, and that can be an issue. And if new issues are emerging as we are finalizing, then I think it's more likely we're going to have to meet face-to-face to work through them.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's very pragmatic, yeah.
Yep.
I have one nitpicky issue. After looking at the Who Is report, and maybe, they numbered each recommendation, and then when you pull it back into an executive summary, it flows really nicely because you can talk about recommendation, 23. And I think maybe as Simon, as the next iteration of this, as you are kind of becoming the master of the list, I would suggest that maybe we start numbering these
one
individually
down.
And one down. And so maybe for next week's meeting, by then, I think that'll also help kind of keep us to the list, and this is what we're going to work from.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And that was also, I think, from memory, how the SSAC report was structured as well, which worked really well.
Yep.
Cool. Happy to take that action, yeah.
When we get, let's say, I think this is a round where we get to know more closely the to forecast more closely the final structure of the document, and now's the time to make sure that we can do that kind of edit. We'll need something more database-like and behind our document, more at least spreadsheet-like.
Yeah, I mean, if we just keep, I think if we just track it to this to these numbers, and yeah. I'll make sure that the, you know, I think what I'd also propose as well, I think if it's okay with the group, is rather than circulating separate sections 1, 2, and 3, I would propose that I'll create a merged document now, which is the draft report. Obviously, we're going to have big holes and gaps in it, and then I'm quite happy to keep. And Alice, if you're on the call, if you're happy to just help me with the administrative side of that, we can keep a version. That ties back to the status grid, if you like, and has everything in numbered order. That's going to make life easier as well.
Yep. We'll work on that during the week as we provide the text as well.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. Well, Simon, thanks for adding organization, as you always do, to keep us in line.
I'm just a sad CIO. That's all I can do. That's all I can do, Jeff. That's the limit of my powers.
A lot more than that.
Somebody's got to project manage us.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Patrick, if you're still on the call, Denise, Alice, anything that you feel is missing?
Hey, this is Denise. I'm sorry. Patrick had to drop off.
Yep.
I think we're set from our end, but if there's anything additional you need from staff to complete these sections, please let us know. And we have some just brief notes on some repetition and additional background, and we'll forward those to the pen holders today.
Yeah, and actually, Denise, from my perspective, if there's anything you guys want to add to, you know, Alice very kindly checked my work today before I sent it through and added some really useful input to the grid. If there's anything you see or Patrick sees or anybody else sees and would like to make suggestions on that grid, then I'm all good for that. I think the more eyes we have at this stage, the more eyes we have on this that keep us focused, the better. So your input, as always, is very welcome.
Well, thanks. Happy to help.
Very good. Okay, guys.
All right.
See you online with piles of text and next week by phone.
Excellent. And thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Great.
Thanks, Alice. Denise,
thanks,
also thank Patrick, please.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.